Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Fridays are for fucking.
Oh my God. Isn't it, baby?
Yes, sir.
Rebecca was a woman who knew what she wanted and how to get it. Though she was already in her 40s, she was still stunningly beautiful and could get men to fall for her with little more than a wink and a smile. The fact that she was married to a man twice her age made it harder to get good sex on a regular basis, of course, but not impossible. She just had to be a bit more cautious about it. Plus, if she was being honest with herself, sneaking around only made it hotter. She also knew people around town called her a cougar, and Rebecca didn't mind at all. In fact, she liked that moniker. It made her feel sexy and alive, and the only thing that worried her was those rumors reaching her husband. To make sure she kept in shape, Rebecca had hired a personal trainer, and God, was he a breeze of fresh air. While the 40-year-old woman was blonde and petite, with a great rack her husband had paid for, Tony, her trainer, was tall and muscular, dark and handsome. So far, they had only limited themselves to exercise whenever he came around. She had almost been caught red-handed by her husband a few months back, and so Rebecca was more careful than usual. That didn't mean she intended to keep this relationship strictly professional for long, however. Tony was far too delicious to miss out on. So that day, when her personal trainer arrived at the mansion she shared with her husband, Rebecca felt a rush of delight all over her body. The old man had left for an impromptu business meeting, and that meant he wouldn't be around all afternoon. This was her chance to finally make her move, and Rebecca wasn't going to miss it. She had gotten into her sexiest gym attire, a white sports bra, and an impossibly tight pair of blue shorts. Her long, blonde hair was combed up in a high ponytail, and though she was about to exercise, she decided to wear just enough makeup to highlight her full lips and bright blue eyes. "Hey there, Tony," she purred seductively, letting him into the mansion herself and giving him a hug before letting him in. He hugged her back, and oh, his arms were so impossibly muscular. She wanted him to pick her up and fuck her right then and there. "Hello, Rebecca. You look lovely today," he said, unable to keep his eyes off her curves. The personal trainer gulped hard, trying to remain professional, and added, "Shall we?" They walked together towards the gym Rebecca had convinced her husband to build for her. It was an ample room, most of the walls covered with mirrors, and several pieces of equipment that were worth a small fortune. She had asked for mirrors because gyms usually had them, but ever since meeting Tony, another great use for them came to mind. And that day, she was going to finally be able to stare at herself from all angles as she got fucked by the impossibly muscular, handsome young man. Tony must be in his mid-20s, and the fact that he stared at her ass while she worked out made Rebecca feel so good about herself. She knew he wanted her, but he was trying to keep his job, and she couldn't blame him. He was going to find out he would hardly get in trouble for getting his hands all over her body. "Well, let's get started with the stretching routine," he instructed, and she smirked sensually, nodding as she grabbed a mat and sat on it, giving him an enticing look. "Can you help me?" she purred hotly, and Tony raised his brow, knowing she was fully capable of stretching on her own. However, he nodded, getting down on the floor by her side and helping Rebecca lean forward and then back, then to the sides, placing his hands on her legs, her back, her arms. This was like foreplay to Rebecca, and she could hardly wait to fuck his brains out. Next, he made her run on the treadmill and use the static bicycle, before moving on to jumping jacks and planks. By the time she asked for a break, Rebecca was sweaty and flushed, her breasts heaving up and down as she sat down on the mat all over again. He offered her a bottle of water, and she took a gulp of it, before pouring some on her white sports bra. This made her nipples immediately noticeable, and of course, they were already erect and enticing. Tony gulped hard once more, and it was clear he could hardly keep his eyes off her. What she wanted was for him to be unable to keep his hands off her, too. "Come here and help me stretch again," she purred hotly, and he smirked, knowing exactly what she meant. He rolled his hands over her back, prompting Rebecca to lean forward, showing just how limber she was. "Won't your husband be joining us soon?" he asked, and the real question was all too clear. Was the old man around? "Don't worry, we're all alone," she purred, sitting back up and staring deep into those dark eyes. It didn't take any more hints for him to grab her by the back of her head and pull Rebecca in for a passionate, wild kiss. Her skin was covered in a thin layer of sweat, but he didn't seem to mind. In fact, it might even arouse the younger personal trainer. "Fuck, I thought this was never going to happen," she purred as he began kissing his way down her body, licking at her salty skin, pulling up her sports bra, and discovering how firm and round her tits truly were. "Let's test just how limber you've gotten since I started training you," he grunted dominantly, standing up and grabbing Rebecca by the hips, prompting her to pull her ass up in the air, while keeping her feet and hands firmly planted on the mat. He lowered her shorts passionately and grunted with arousal when he noticed she wasn't wearing panties underneath. "You're amazing," he said, removing his shirt and pants as well. And oh, Rebecca could see them both completely naked, save for their shoes, from every single angle. The mirrors showed her his muscular chest, his strong legs and arms, and most importantly, his massive cock, standing stiff and ready to be plunged into her tight pussy. "Fuck me already," she demanded, remaining in the same position he had placed her in, wiggling her apple-shaped ass to tempt him even further. "You're a temptress," he grunted, grabbing his shaft and rubbing his bulbous head against her soaked folds. With an instant, Tony plunged himself deep inside her core, feeling those velvety walls clenching around her girth. It felt so good, but it looked even better. She watched in awe as he fucked her hard, thrusting back and forth, until only his crown remained inside her, before pushing himself right back inside. Her whole body quivered with desire, and Rebecca loved the way she looked as she swayed back and forth with each new thrust. Her breasts bounced over and over again, and her moans filled the gym as she decided this was the perfect ending for her workout session. From now on, she'd have to make sure her husband was out before Tony came around. "More, more, more," she demanded, moaning with a high-pitched voice. "I need to come so badly. Make me come, please. Oh, God, yes." He continued to pound her over and over again, ramming his cock inside that impossibly tight pussy, until she reached that powerful boiling point. Her sex massaged his girth so fiercely, pushing Tony over the edge, only moments before she moaned out his name like a bitch in heat. He cummed hard inside her, grabbing her hips and pulling her fiercely against his lap, grunting loudly and gritting his teeth, tensing with pleasure. Moments later, he let go of his client, massaging her thighs gently and grinning as he watched his cum slip out over those lovely folds. "I think I can get used to this kind of training session," she teased him, standing back up and caressing his muscular chest, licking her lip hotly. Believe me too. Do we have time to get in the shower? I think I can give you an extra workout in there too, if you're up to it. Oh, you read my mind, Tony, Rebecca purred. Ready to enjoy a two-orgasm afternoon.